Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage.
This it is that time of the week each Monday, this half hour. Joe and Cindy Farini join us live with some marriage discussions. So, Joe and Cindy, good morning to you.
Oh, good morning to you.
Good morning.
So, Joe, are you a dreamer?
Oh, yeah, big dreamer.
What about Cindy? Is she, are you a dreamer, Cindy?
I'd say I'm a dreamer.
But you're hesitating.
Goal-oriented.
Okay, goal-oriented, fine. That's fair enough. So now, is this week's topic of how to truly support your spouse's dreams and hopes and wishes and stuff, is this born out of a conflict between the two of you, or where did this come from?
Actually, I'm glad you asked, because last week I had the opportunity to go to my niece's defense of her dissertation, and I am just amazed at the years that it took her, but I'm equally as amazed at just the support that she had from her family, her immediate family, extended family too, and then of course coworkers and peers, things like that. But I just felt like watching how they interacted together, especially when we came out of that room, her two older children, she has four children, but her two older children and her husband just reached out for her, and I captured a picture that was totally impromptu. You would have thought it was staged, and I just thought, wow, this is support in its fullest.
Wow, and how old was your niece? So she was doing this a little bit later in life, huh? She's got kids?
Well, she's probably 38 or 39. She's been in the process of, you know, her educational path and her career in counseling over this, you know, all of this time since college. But the funny thing was, when she was in college, there was one moment when she actually told her father, you know, I think I want to drop out of school. And so when you look back at some of her track record and what she did, the support that she had was amazing. But she's also a very supportive person. And so I feel like just watching them in their marriage, for me, was just really refreshing and a really good learning experience, too.
What did this look like for you and Joe? I mean, what was Joe's dream to be a dentist and you were behind it? Or how did that all work for you guys?
Well, actually, Joe was already finished with dental school when we re-met. We knew each other in high school, but we didn't re-meet until he was finished. So I guess my support of him would have been more in establishing his practice, you know, working in his office and things like that, you know, helping him in that way. But I feel like support can not only be supporting our dreams and our desires, but also supporting each other in struggles that we have in marriage, just that real encouragement rather than, if you will, advice or fixing things, and helping together to face things as a team. We often say when we speak, the word team is together each accomplishes more. And I feel like if we can be in on each other's dreams, in on each other's goals, and really supporting each other, if you will, holding each other's hand through it, I think that's just such a wonderful thing in marriage, that it allows both of us to achieve the things that we hope to achieve.
So, Joe, what do you think men primarily need from their wives in terms of support?
Very good question. As I thought about this question, I would say the top of my list are two words, faithful and loyal. And, you know, those are exactly the two words I'm looking for in a very good friendship as well. And when you put those two essentials together, what you have basically, Brian, is that your wife needs to become your best friend. And then that's truly what Cindy has been for me over these past almost 39 years. And she is someone that I can share my dreams and hopes with. And goals really are nothing more than dreams with a timeline on it. And so Cindy's goal of have, you know, her focus being goals and mine being dreams are pretty much in alignment with one another. At the other, you know, another word that comes to my mind as I think of Cindy is that she's an encourager. You know, I think wives need to be your greatest encourager, your best cheerleader, you know, that the husband's looking for. And of course, Cindy has that gift of exhortation. She's quite the encourager, but she also was a former cheerleader, so that really comes together real nicely.
Cindy, are you doing a cheer for us this morning?
maybe another time.
I figured you'd sneak out of that somehow, Cindy. So now, to both of you, you know, we all have hopes and dreams, and then life happens, and so many things can change, so many curveballs get thrown. How can we kind of stay that course of supporting each other's hopes and dreams and desires in the midst of life?
Well, I think for Joe and I, we've had to learn to laugh a lot because, you know, I don't know if we've ever hit plan A. It's always B, C, D. It's never what you really plan. And so I feel like, you know, it's easy to get mad. It's easy to cry. But I really feel like we've had to learn to laugh at a lot of things. And one of the things that I would suggest to couples would be, if you notice that your spouse is like dying on the vine, you see that they've lost their energy, they've lost that eye of the tiger for life, they've just kind of, you know, not giving up in a negative sense of like ending life or anything, but just that, you know, I'm just not really happy where I'm at, then I think you need to sort of boost that relationship and whatever it takes. Is it getting a little weekend away? Is it taking walks? Is it, you know, going out for coffee every once in a while? What is it that's going to keep that relationship really thriving on the vine? And then just really helping each other really all the time. You know, what can I do for you? And I just love that about Joe, that he just will say, is there anything else I can do before I leave? And, you know, sometimes I have nothing, but sometimes it's just like, wow, that is really nice to be able to say, hey, can you do this one thing? Just encouraging each other. And I think lastly for me is just honesty between each other. When you feel like, you know, I'm not really getting to do some of the things that I had hoped to do. And just being, you know, really honest to help each other achieve the things that you hoped you would.
I could just feel Joe smiling and nodding at your Eye of the Tiger reference. Aww. Nice job. Because it is the thrill of the fight, I must say. Rising up to the challenge of our rivals, really, you know?
Yeah, and no one more thing I would add to that, what Cindy just said, is just the reliability, you know, that we have for each other. I mean, it's so comforting to know that when Cindy says she's going to do something, she does it on time. And, you know, that was a great comfort for me as a father, knowing that the children would be taken care of and I didn't have to worry that in any way they would be neglected. And it's also from the spiritual component. I mean, all of my children know the Lord. They're walking with the Lord. And they're so grateful for that. And it's really because of Cindy's really great leadership that she's given as a mother. And so that, again, that plays into the team aspect of things as well. So the reliability is a really important piece here. And I guess if I had one closing thought, my last closing thought, the same thing we share at conferences is just to never quit. Stay together. Never, never quit.
Yeah. Excellent stuff. 7:23, time for us to run. But Joe and Cindy Farini join us each week this half hour with some wonderful marriage advice. You can connect to them, even submit your own questions and issues for us to discuss here in this segment. So how can folks get connected to you?
We'd love for them to come on the Facebook page where it says My Marriage Matters. And if they just click like, then they'll be in. And every Monday through Friday, about 9 o'clock in the morning, we have a little thought, a picture, something to do, something to consider together. And we just want to help support families. We want to help support marriages. And just remember that our kids are watching, our families are watching, and there's not going to be anything better than a solid Christian marriage, husband and wife supporting each other, that's going to encourage those around us. So that's what we hope to do. And then if people have questions, come to our Facebook or our website, at joefarini.com or cindyfarini.com.
Thanks, you guys. Always appreciate you.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Bye-bye.